Hello, everyone. This is a little special episode that was recorded last month. I was invited on to participate in this trivia game by Eric and Matt from Ranking 76, alongside Bree and Fry from Pontifax, and Roberto and Brendan from Czar Power. If you haven't checked out those podcasts, you should definitely check them out. There are three other Rexy pods. If you like our show, you'll probably like theirs. And we just wanted to release this while we're waiting for the next Zemon episode to come out. The research is taking a little longer than we anticipated for this, but hopefully it should be out by the end of this month, or at the very latest at the beginning of next month. We'll explain a little bit more about why it's taking so long when that episode comes out. But for now, enjoy this episode.
Hello and welcome back to another edition of Quick Draw. I am Eric. I am typically the host of Ranking 76, where we review and rank the heroes and villains of the American West. But today we have lassoed five more willing contestants to see just how humbling history can be. But first I have to, one, give a quick shout out because I shamelessly stole this idea for this quiz show from a wrestling YouTuber show called Quizlemania. So if you like professional wrestling, go check them out. They also just have a board game channel that has nothing to do with professional wrestling. So if you just like board games, go watch No Rules Barred. It's a lot of fun. Sometimes I take games from them too. So, but without further ado, I'm going to bring in my buddy, my partner, Matt. Matt.
Getting the win this time, Eric.
Are you?
Oh, thanks for that.
You.
I got rid of Jerry. He was my weak link, okay? He was
wow.
The weak link.
Wow.
He held probably me back. I had to bring in a new ringer, okay?
So the nicest person we have ever met, and you're going to throw him under the bus like that.
Very sorry, nice. Jerry. I had to do it.
You're not sorry at all.
So, I still love him. I still love him.
You had better, and you have a lot to prove because you are 0-1. So yes, Matt is correct. We have brought in a true ringer. Someone who I just started listening to his podcast, and he's a smart one. I believe he is the newest to the Rexy Pod family. It's Quinn from Noblesse Oblige. Did I say that right? Did I
yes.
do it?
Did I? Also, I think technically Alexander Standard is newer than us by about a week.
I mean, it's all the same. But no, it's very exciting. I just started listening to you within like the last couple weeks. I just got onto Wilhelm Rongen. I had no idea what he did before then. I also had no idea anything about Albert Nobel. So I'm really enjoying it so far. So do you just want to give someone, do you just want to give everyone just a quick rundown of your podcast?
Yeah, so we are Noblesse Oblige. We're ranking all of the Nobel laureates from 1901 until we run out of people. So we started off with a kind of a bunch of background episodes. So we did an episode about Alfred Nobel. We did an episode kind of recounting how the Nobel Prizes got set up. And then we started our first season, which is on the physics laureates. So we started that off with just a quick overview of the 4,000 years of physics history. And then got into the laureates. So we have done at this point Wilhelm Röntgen and Hendrik Lorentz, and the next one we're doing is Peter Zeeman. So we're just getting started. We have a couple big names coming up, including Marie Curie, who should be in the next few months.
That'll be good.
But yeah.
Awesome. Could you also just to show everyone just what a smart cookie you are, what are you currently studying and going for?
I am working on my PhD in particle physics.
Matt, It's not going to be
Sorry, other teams. Sorry. I just leave now.
Although, quick disclaimer, I did have to take the comprehensive exams this week, so I am operating at lower capacity. My brain's a little bit fried.
Your lowest capacity is still higher than my highest capacity.
You're not. Plus, I do know when we asked you to do this, you very proudly proclaimed your trivia team back in the day consistently came in fourth.
Yes.
And I have good news for you today. I can promise you third.
Excellent.
So anyway, just one last thing. I am halfway through Wilhelm Rongen. I'm saying that wrong, I know. I just got to pass the most adorable way when he invented the x-ray and he x-rayed his wife's hand. And it's the most adorable couple. And if you ruin it, if you ruin this man for me in the last half of this episode, I will retroactively take away points.
I will not spoil anything for you.
Thank you. Okay. So, with that, we're going to allow you guys to just kind of sit back for a little bit. Are you guys drinking anything of choice?
Coffee. Pretty good. I am drinking a glass of scotch.
Very classy. Appreciate it. Okay. We'll talk to you guys in just a little bit. We're going to put that away and remove. All right. Next up, the most veteran podcast on our show, on our quiz show today. They've been around. They do all of the popes from Peter to whoever the Pope will be when Francis is done. It's Pontifex and it's Bree and Fry.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi guys. Thank you for being here. You guys have been on a bit of a hiatus, but I'm pretty sure everyone knows who you are, but do you want to give a quick rundown of who you cover and what you do?
Yeah, sure. So we are Brian Fry of Pontifax, and we are ranking all of the popes from Peter to Francis, and hopefully that's Francis for a while and not who comes after. Yeah, I know it's coming, but until then, it's a nice clear name. So we cover the life of a single pope in an episode, and then we rank them based on our categories. And we're currently in about the 8th century where we are releasing. And even though we've been on hiatus for a while, we're coming back with a big one, and that's Pope Formosus. So you know, some stuff is about to go down.
Oh, goodness. Good. So on your show, there is a ridiculous amount of Johns.
Yeah.
So much that you actually take a D20. I don't play Dungeons and Dragons. It's a D20 dice, correct? Is that what it is? And you give them
decider.
You give them nicknames. Can we, like, at the end, because Matt isn't going to win, if he gets the lowest amount of points, can we give him a ridiculous nickname? Because I'm going to enjoy that if we can.
Yeah.
Probably.
Do you have your book, Fry?
Yeah, it's over there.
Okay. Perfect. No pressure, Matt. You're going to get a ridiculous nickname, and you deserve it. But okay. Do you guys have a drink of choice?
I have Zen tea. It's lemongrass and peppermint.
Oh, I have some horribly cursed drinks. Like, I'm drinking this beer, which is a blonde ale with pineapple, coconut, mango, peach, and guava. But then I also found one of the hard Mountain Dews. So all I have is cursed beverages here.
Fair enough. Also, why is one in a baby cup and why is one like the size of
this is a regular beer can and this is the Mountain Dew.
So one is a good time and the other is bad decisions. Is that what this is? Okay. Very nice. Well, good luck. I'll check back to see how far you've gotten on that Mountain Dew.
Well, it's not open yet. I have to finish the regular beer.
Well, if your camera randomly shakes uncontrollably, we know you opened it. Okay. Well, as you guys just sit back for a bit, we're going to introduce our next group. But anyway, welcome. And that, and that. And finally, probably the most evil podcast you can possibly imagine. Their subject group. They choose the Russian rulers, which probably says something about them. But it is Roberto and Brendan. Welcome, guys.
Здравствуйте, товарищи.
Greetings, comrades.
Oh, Jesus. You know, that is a fairly good, like, KGB voice.
Yeah, I've been working on it. It appears in the trailer, where I'm also a KGB guy threatening people.
He does it in real life too.
Yeah,
just a KGB agent or just the boys?
You'll find out. Sorry, it's classified.
I see. Now you know my wife is Russian, so
she gets a pass.
You don't.
I mean, I think I can crack the code. Actually, yeah. That's not true.
When for her sake, I won't torment her with a Russian accent for the rest of the night.
I mean, she's at work right now, but probably she's working her line right now. Well, in spirit,
I won't torment her.
Well, that's what my job is for. She signed up for this. So, anyway, you guys just want to give just a quick rundown of what you do. Obviously, it's the Russian rulers, and then maybe just pick an episode that you think everyone should check out.
Alrighty. Yeah, so I'm Roberto, and that's Brendan, and we rank the Russian rulers from Rurik to Putin. And what we do with them is we put them through a series of trials and tribulations where we decide whether they get to party it out in the Kremlin, you know, go crazy drinking and all that, or if they get shipped off to hard labor or death in the gulag.
Which is intense.
No, it's pretty normal day.
Yeah.
Normal day.
Hard it's not intense for the Russian people or Russian history in general.
This is true.
Yeah.
One episode everyone should go check out.
I think Roberto and I both know what we're thinking of. It's the goat Olga of Kyiv.
And her totally legit murder birds.
Yeah, her totally definitely happened murder happy murder spree. Mm-hmm. I don't care if it's real or not. It's just really cool.
It
Olga
is.
Olga Kyiv is probably by far the coolest person we've had.
Yeah.
Brendan hasn't met the other people we're going to meet yet, but I know what's coming up. And I'm looking forward to that.
Ooh, spoiler. Okay. Well, what is your guys' drink of choice tonight?
I have water here in my stainless steel water bottle.
I don't know if that can be verified.
I have little fiery water in my water bottle.
So let me get this straight. You guys are the Russian Ruler podcast, and you both have water in your stainless steel mugs.
If there's anything I've learned from Russian history, it's that teetotaling, not a terrible life choice.
Fair enough. It also makes you a little suspicious. I don't believe that's what's in those mugs. But
it's a lie. It's wine.
Yeah. Oh, it's not Georgian wine this time.
No, this is a present. So, you know.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, you also do another podcast, The History of... Yeah. I can't pronounce that. I'm very sorry.
Oh, yes. The History of Sacramento, Georgia, which I'm wearing a shirt for.
Hey, free plug. Mm-hmm. I like it. Yep. So, yeah, go check both of those out. And I'm going to kick you guys off just for a bit. And we're going to invite everyone back, hopefully in the order that I want them. Fry. Roberto. Okay, I think everyone is partnered. Yes, there we go. Everyone is with their teams. Okay, now we can get this started. For our first round, I don't have a name because I'm not that clever. However, I have scoured the internet of poorly sourced, fairly sketchy lists of uncommon historical objects. And I've gathered them, and you're going to tell me what they are.
Interesting. Oh, okay.
I am going to try my best to give points on every one. So if you're within the ballpark, I will give you 5 points. I might need some judgment calls. Also, let's just say within reason is a judgment call. I might ask to the room, but just know some of these are not really well known at all. Some of these are not known at all. So there's that sweet spot of maybe guessing a little bit more specific so I can give you the points. Okay. All right. Our first item. Oh, does anyone have any questions?
Yeah. So is it like Jeopardy?
Nope. You're just all going to write it down and then I'm going to show you the picture or I'm going to show you what it is. I'll show you the picture, and then you just write it down. I'll give you like 10, 15 seconds, maybe longer if you're horrified, because some of these are quite the things they were used.
Is it max 10 points per team or 5 then?
Oh, it's 5 per person, so it's 10 per team. Okay. Go nuts.
Let's go, Quinn. Rely on you.
Do we get points for creativity if we're way wrong?
You would be, I would not be surprised if somebody stumbles on an answer. So keep that with what you will. Oh, and I, the first one, are you kidding me? It disappeared on me. 1 second. I have to add it back into.
While you're doing that, I just like to comment how you were talking about how like evil Tsar power and everything. And then the first picture comes up. It's Roberto. And he's like, like, what is so evil about that?
You don't know what I have done.
Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious.
You have to keep a positive attitude if you're going to study Russian history. It'll just get you down otherwise. I was
about to say, positive attitude so they can shoot that down right away.
Don't remind me. That's why I'm spy-like.
Okay, it's uploading. And our first picture. Does everyone have a Sharpie, pen, pad, whatever? Whatever we have. Okay, our first item is... What is this? What is this very, I you know, everyone is writing down. Okay, I'm going to put that down. Nobody looked horrified yet, so that's a good sign. Brendan is thinking really hard on this one and writing a lot. He is a writer.
He's a journalist. What do you expect?
I'm not just saying, like.
I was surprised I'm the writer for this podcast.
Okay. Does anyone need to see it again?
Yeah, let's see it one more time.
Okay. This. What in the heck is this? All right, I'm going to show in. This is of course. Oh, everyone, show their. Oh, everyone, show their answers. Okay, Matt says it's a syringe from 1657. A syringe,
made by a doctor.
I think Green and I had the same idea. Similar.
Medical card. Boy, that is a writer's handwriting.
I suspect it's a spec. It's like a veterinary speculum for tiny animals.
Okay. Fry, what do you have?
I wrote pig inseminator.
Yeah, I think we all had the same idea. It's some kind of veterinary device.
Well, this is, of course, a tonsil guillotine. This was used in the 1850s to remove your tonsils.
That was my is it called guess. A tonsil guillotine?
It was called this tonsillectomy.
Okay. Because I was going to say, like, calling it a tonsil guillotine, that's kind of a grim name. For, you know, I think you want people to be comfortable nickname. In a medical setting.
I don't think the doctor was said, let's get out the guillotine, but I have a pretty good idea. The things at the center was you cut it and you go.
Oh, so. That's so nasty.
Okay, who had... Who was closest with the medical device? The jaw harp caught my attention. Who had... Show it, Brendan. What did you have again?
I wrote down, like, two things. I'm just going to go... I went with some sort of speculum for a tiny animal, like a cat, or smaller, like a mouse.
Who had syringe? Was that Matt?
I had syringe as well.
Oh, what do you know?
Okay. Is it just both syringe?
Yeah.
Is that closer? Can the room agree that is closer than Brie and Fry's pig inseminator? Or Fry was also pretty close, I thought. Fry, what did you have written down again?
She had the pig inseminator. Yeah. I had suppository inserter.
Close.
The other way.
Yeah. Just covering everything.
The other worst case scenario. So I think I'm going to give it to Quinn and Matt because they both put syringe. So congratulations. Also, you would think I would be prepared for this moment and have something to write down. Oh my goodness. Okay. That is 10 points. Okay, next up.
Starting off strong.
Starting, you know.
That's what happened last time.
Think Matt just mashed his.
Oh, God. Dude. Don't do me like that. Come on.
Five. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Next up is probably a little bit more well known. What is this? Put that down. Some people looked at that very, very hard looking at the screen. I have a feeling somebody might know exactly what this is. I'm going to show that one more time.
I feel like I know what that is, but I also don't want to be wrong.
I know. I have two guesses.
I need to erase this. This doesn't let me erase easily.
Remember, because it is a little bit more well known, maybe writing down what it was used for might also be helpful, or it might throw you off the, or it might cost you points because it'll be way off. Who knows? Okay. Does everyone have an answer?
Yeah.
Okay. Show your answers. A butter churn.
I had the exact thing that I.
Ancient battery. Copionic jar. Oh, Fry, what do you have?
I wrote thermos.
Well, thermos and a liner.
You and Roberto ancient battery. Free says.
Canopic jar is. Or perfume keeper.
This is, of course, the Baghdad battery.
Yes.
They believe it was used for either religious events or for like electroplating. So like taking, you know, dirt off of coins, things like that. So ancient battery for Quinn, and then Brendan had it, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Bree, I'm not going to lie. I am not smart enough to know the word you wrote down. Could you describe?
Canopic jar? Canopic jars are what they kept the organs in ancient Egypt, and they mummified someone.
Close. I am going to give those to Quinn and Brendan.
I was going to change my answer to ancient bathroom, but I was not.
You know, Matt and I are on the same level because I wrote butter churn first. So, like, I wrote the butter churn. Like, yeah. It looks more like a winer. And you can press down the grapes, but I'm also a wine lover.
You know, it's if I ran, that was on like History Channel like 10 years ago for like, I don't, and it was on Mythbusters too. So I kind of cheated.
Yeah,
from
I was
going to
say.
So, fun fact, in my Physics 102 class in undergrad, that was like the first thing on the first day. And it's just like, here's a battery. Now we're going to learn how batteries work.
Right. And like, it was like tar, like some, like what, some aluminum and then just a terracotta pot. No, not terracotta.
Yeah. Some kind of ceramic to insulate it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. To be ceramic.
I'm sure it freaked them the heck out when they got his, like, whatever they fell from it. I'm sure it was very shocking.
Yeah. It's like those shock pens, those pranks that you get as an elementary schooler.
No. The way they made it sound on the very esteemed Mythbusters, it was more like a cool burn. Okay. Anyway. Next up. What in the heck is this? It looks like it's an animated thing and it's about to, like, attack the horse that's on the design. Like, it's actually catching it in motion.
I'm feeling pretty confident about this one.
Are you? Is this false confidence?
We'll see, won't we?
Yeah, there's probably more. Okay. Does everyone have an answer?
Hold on.
Okay. Do you need to say it again? Let's bring it up anyway.
I know what I want it to be, but I'm gonna whittle it into existence. It should be money should be entering your bank account soon.
All right. We're all ready? Everyone, show an answer. Okay. very too. Swiss Army knife, except for it looks American, so probably Freedom Knife or something. It would be covered in cheese if that was the
Horseshoe from Wisconsin? Cleaner,
pocket knife for cowboys, extra boot spurs, and a multi-tool.
Well, accurate.
I was reading. I was reading fries straight down. So I'm like, wait, pig inseminators? What's going on?
You got creative.
Which one's closer? This is, of course, a bloodletting flame. We've all heard of how doctors would bleed their patients. That's what they would use to do it.
Jeez, that horse is a misdirect.
Yeah. I know. I was like, it's a horse on there. It's got to do something with horses.
The other one, because I tried finding the oldest one, it was literally like an iron rod with like a little curl in it. I was like, well, no one's going to get that, but
that also sounds horrifying.
Yeah, it does. Well, the entire process sounds horrible, doesn't it? Like,
yeah, but it's one knife. Thing if it's a knife, and it's another thing if it's just a metal hook.
I'm here to help. And then you pulled out this wonderful thing. Dear God. I also like how it comes in different sizes for, like, your child. Yeah. I'm glad somebody laughed because that was... Thank you for your pity laugh. I appreciate it. Okay. Who put... God, Fry in the multi-tool...
Yes.
I was gonna say hers is pretty cool. I feel like hers would be
Quinn. What did you have again?
The Swiss Army knife.
You know what's funny? I almost put Swiss Army horseshoe cleaner, so that's funny.
I would make an argument you can use those on a horse hoof and it would be great.
And a multi-tool.
Yeah.
So many tools.
Brandon, what did you have again?
I said pocket knife for cowboys.
Cowboys is what's going to take you off there.
I think there were a lot of bloodletting in cowboy times, wasn't there? Or was it all
there was
oil?
But it was a bullet hole that did it. I think if the room agrees, I'm going to give it to Fry.
Yes,
because I think that's multi-tool. I think that's quick. But also, if you could just maybe just, even if you just cross out the words pig inseminator, I would appreciate it.
What if we put a bunch of little hearts around it?
She can draw, guys. Next, there's going to be a diagram.
Can it be, like, can you just add a drawing? So, like, hearts next time, and then you put, like, a pigtail on it. By the end, it's just a whole, this big, it's basically Charlotte's Web. Okay, get rid of this one. The next one. Okay, gonna get rid of that. Rid of that. Next up. Oh, I did it again. Dang it. Okay, I'm a terrible host. I'm sorry. Everyone forgive me.
How dare you?
I found these. I found that this one, these next two I found today, and I thought they were really cool. And you're probably gonna look at all of these and think, why? But I thought they were cool. Here. This probably does say a lot about my organization skills. Okay. What is or are these? What are these? These are on display at the museum, if that matters to anyone. This was one of the lists. I was like, oh, there's a proper source. Wonderful. Does everyone have something written down?
I'm trying to write an answer. I got it.
Okay. Everyone show an answer. Ancient bowling balls, coconut water jugs, loofahs.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
There's a pig already. It looks like, oh, God. Okay.
Bowling balls.
Cannonballs. balls for gambling.
It's a loofah, isn't it?
They kind of look like dice.
I mean,
just like ancient roulette wheel.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, one of
these
the great
are
human
the
devices.
Very esteemed bowling balls of King
Henry. Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, they have the shape.
Yes, that's what you were thinking of. That was
the little holes.
I mean, I can go. I can have a bowling ball in the other room. I can go grab.
Also, how tiny are their hands? Also, what is like the one in the far right, like with the four? What's going in there? I have questions.
I mean, seven of the eight.
The eighth was a notorious.
Well, you know, medieval royals. You know.
Yes.
Lobster hands.
Yeah. Rock lobster.
Oh, I know what it is. Anne Boleyn was rumored to have six fingers, right? So they got to have the four holes.
Have an yes. extra hole, yeah.
Because we know King Henry was very accommodating to her.
And yeah, and her witch fingers.
Can you put up the picture again?
Yes.
Yeah, one for each wife.
So who was the tiny one?
Catherine Howard.
You know, it is King Henry. Are we sure that the skulls are not in here? Took this a real deep turn. Very sorry. I had to get our minds off of pig insemination, which I keep bringing up, so it's kind of my fault. So.
See, you keep mentioning it, and all I keep thinking is Hannibal, like, from the show.
Not the elephant?
No, the show. I think it's at the end of the like the show they do something to get one of the ladies pregnant, and the guy's like a big like pig guy who like breeds pigs. So
no,
yeah,
I mean,
okay.
I don't know what Roberto's watching over there. Jeez,
not only what he's watching, but he's taking notes. Apparently,
yeah. It's a wholesome family film in Russia.
That's actually where I watched it. I was post-surgery in Russia. I was just watching anything interesting. So,
you know when you said it made me think of Batman, Professor Pig? Is anyone else a Batman nerd?
Oh my god, yes.
I know who Professor Pig is.
I just finished replaying Arkham Knight.
I am too. It was real cheap on the PlayStation Store. So
okay. Yeah.
Anyway.
Nerds.
Anyway, who had ancient bowling balls? Was that Matt?
I had his
pride. I said, yeah. I said bowling balls and so did I believe.
Who had ancient bowling balls?
I did.
Can you prove it?
Okay, hang on a second. We cannot call the early modern period ancient, can we?
Well.
Come on. I mean, come on. As an early modern historian, come on.
Yeah, like ancient, I assume to be, you know.
Antiquity.
Yeah.
I don't need a reason to take points away from Matt, so I would. Room, are we going with just bowling balls?
Yes.
I mean, that's for both. Yeah. I just don't want him to get more credit for ancient.
I identified them as balls. I said for gambling, but you could gamble on bowling if you wanted.
Sounds like he did. What is my little
note
here?
Why are we gambling on bowling?
What? You can gamble on anything.
Have you heard? I mean, like, Tudoriferous, they always gamble. It's like the thing they do.
Yeah, in the early modern period.
Yeah.
I am going to
even I was like okay
Matt
I got it
and Fry.
That works
better.
I mean,
perfect.
Yes. It's time to open the cursed beverage.
Is that the hard Mountain Dew?
I was about to say.
I had no idea that existed.
They have four.
They were only selling it in Indiana for like the past 6 months. So
yeah. I can't imagine why. You'd probably kill a lot of high schoolers if you put alcohol on
Mountain Dew. I was about to say, if you pass out right now,
kill a bunch of
control.
That's a flavor.
Great Fry. Now Mountain Dew will never sponsor us.
Did we want that?
I love Mountain Dew.
Yeah, I'll take money. Like, I don't care what
I'm Pepsi.
All right, next up. What? This one's about, so I'll describe this one. Above it in the circle is how big it is, and it shields above it, and then the picture below it is zooming in at the end. What?
Okay.
Is this?
Oh,
think this is also probably a little bit more famous than the last couple of things. Okay.
I can't think of the word.
Rod. Okay, Roberto's still writing. I'll just show it one more time. What is this? Again, the top picture is just how big it is. And then the second picture is...
There's a little clue at the bottom left, just saying.
There is. Okay. Everyone done writing?
Yep.
Okay.
Si, senor.
Everyone show an answer? Stabby stabber. Very nice. A boil lancer. A battle mace with a knife attachment for only $4.99 USD.
No, for only three easy payments of $49.99 USD.
Mace, torture device, and mace with extra stabbing.
A stabby stabber.
Stabby stab.
Technically, she's not wrong.
Really not.
I have a habit of giving tools all of their own names of my own creation. So I don't call anything by its name. It's a stabby stabber. We're going for uses, right?
I mean, it's...
I mean, anything's a stabby stabber if you try hard enough.
True. You believe.
Well, okay, John.
Well, it's either stabby stabber or bludgeon bludgeoner. It doesn't... Do
that's a bonky bonker. Come on.
No bowling balls.
I originally wrote Russian children's toy, so I changed my device there.
They get them when they're five. It's adorable.
Three, actually.
Would it help anyone that these are on display in the Tower of London? Because these belong to also King Henry VIII, and it is a mace pistol.
Oh.
Apparently, King Henry would literally walk around with this horrifying thing and was apparently stopped by one of his guards and, like, arrested him for a short time. And when he had this little mace pistol thing. Apparently, it could fire, obviously, a gun. It could obviously fire a projectile, and it could stabby stab you.
Stabby stab!
He was just like, let's take all of the weapons and put them into one thing.
Where's the gun part?
It is. Right at the end there?
Oh, yeah. I see it now.
Oh, okay. I see.
Oh, okay.
All right, guys, send this to Final Fantasy.
See, I mean, as a dude, I was like, this is the coolest. This is some James Bond stuff right here. Like,
what's the yeah. knife attachment that you stick to? A bayonet. Dang, that's what bayonet. I was like.
Yeah.
Matt, imagine. He's in the military.
Yeah. I mean,
we don't use those anymore. That's not a real thing.
So someone's coming at you with a mace, and you're like, oh, it's a mace. Better do something to prepare to be hit with a mace, then boom.
And then here's King Henry.
You know what's sad? I was at the Tower of London in October, and I probably have a picture on my phone of that thing. But I'm going to give myself credit and say I was way too excited because they had a suit of armor that belonged to Edward VI, who's my favorite king, and so I was probably busy yelling about that instead.
They also, I almost put it on here, but it would have been too much King Henry. I think we can all agree he was a bit much. But they had like his ceremonial horned helmet on there. Which is just ridiculous. Somebody Google
who's
it.
Who's the guy with the saw with the sawtooth shark sword? I like that one.
I don't know if I know that.
I don't know a lot about weaponry, but that seems like it'd be very impractical.
Yeah.
Unless you're stabbing.
Okay, I don't think anyone had a gun. Matt was closest with his 99 USD stat, so I'm stabby.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't even close. I was made it up. I said, I think stabby is closer.
I agree.
I put a payment. Three payment options of $49.99. Come on.
Matt, I try to give you credit sometimes, and this is how you treat me?
I said mace.
You will.
It doesn't mean anything if you don't earn it.
Mace is part of it.
I had mace and stabby.
Mace was extra stabbing.
I think
It's also a torture device. You can sprinkle holy water on it.
It's you can put a torture device for half of these things, Roberto. Yeah.
What do you expect?
I'm going to pick two answers, and I think it's Brandon and Fry.
Hey.
No?
I don't know how I'm game. Winning. This is awful.
You had the words mace.
I did. And stabbing.
Mm-hmm. And stabbing. But no gun. So I know Bride just gave me just an evil eye, gun. But...
Hey, yeah, right. No, it's fine. I was going for use, not for points.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. I mean, if you just said mace, you don't get an idea of what you use it for just from the name alone.
No, it's much more. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Much more stabby.
I absolutely love it. Okay. Oh, where is it? Oh no! Oh, God, for God's sake. Now we are all adults here, right? Mm-hmm. We're all sure. Mature. Responsible, mature adults.
I wonder where this is going.
Everybody, okay. Get ready for a picture of anal beads.
Royal anal beads. Thank you. Yeah. These belong to Canute. Okay. What is this?
You know what? I have an idea.
I think everyone does.
I know of something.
I want to say I've seen this before.
That's horrifying, Matt.
That's on my nightstand. No, I'm just kidding.
Does everyone have an answer that I don't need to put a censor bar for? I'm horrified to see what Fry puts. I am just...
mine's euphemistic enough, I think.
Now I don't want to see Brandon's. Okay, does everyone have something written down?
Yes.
Go ahead and show. Oh, God. A booger picker. Thank you, Quinn. accessibility device, okay. An electric toucher.
Putin I love Brandon. Boy.
Oh, someone is in trouble. Early hysteria treatment device. Well, this is. I have a picture because
it definitely can't be an early hysteria treatment device because it had an electrical plug on it.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Yeah, you're right. Electricity has been around since the 1900s.
The physicist outfoxed me on this one.
Well, this is, of course, the Vibrafinger gum massager. You would plug this thing in and
it's safe and sanitary.
This is what people did instead of flossing.
Just rub them gums.
It's definitely an electric toucher. That's for sure.
All right. Well, mine's technically, these are both medical devices. I think I should get points for that.
Also. Dr. Well, Child intended to be anyway. Up in the corner. That is the creepiest smug smile I have. And also, what? Of course it's a man on the cover.
He kind of reminds me of the dentist from Little Shop of Horrors.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's Steve Martin.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's got the little Cab Calloway mustache, too.
Also,
back in my day, we just used whiskey.
For personal use, and is for $14.95. If you can't see that,
fun okay, fact: so my great grandfather was a doctor, and he sent my grandfather to bed with a glass of whiskey every night.
Yes,
it works. Amen.
He's the
Get
real
you right to sleep.
Okay, who had something with electric? I thought it stood out.
Electric toucher. The electric toucher.
Again,
very broad.
This might be the first category where I think everyone's just a bit far.
I mean, it's accessibility device accessing your gums. How often?
Is it ever a problem to access your gums?
If you have mobility issues, it could be.
if you have no fingers.
I think with people who have lots of motor disabilities. So, you know, if you need to massage those gums and your fingers don't work.
Yeah.
I think that electric toucher is pretty close.
You know?
I'm with Quinn. I think that's pretty close.
Electric toucher's pretty close.
But close.
Electric toucher's pretty close.
We're going with that? Okay. Also, can we just, the ridiculousness of this is obviously you hold in your hand with your fingers.
But what if your fingers don't work? What if you don't have that fine motor? I'm just saying.
Do your fingers move like this? Or does it spin? Does it go like this? Does it go like this?
Lord, I tried finding a video.
I'd love to see it in action.
How advanced were the robotics?
I was terrified of those search results. So I didn't. Okay, so I was going to go no points, but the room is saying fry. Is that what we're saying?
I think so.
I will go with that. Okay. Okay. And finally, our last item. What is this? Okay, I think I'm hearing the last scribbles.
Does everyone have something written down?
Not yet.
Wait, I messed up my letter.
Okay. Oh, wait. Okay, I actually know what this is.
Oh, thank you, Brendan. Oh, wait, I think I do. Yeah, I need to erase stuff. Ah.
Give you 10 more seconds.
Okay.
Okay. Everyone, show their answers.
A battle brazier for Xena, Aztec sleep mask, jousting lance, pike stabilizer, Sextus fantasy game chest armor.
Well,
yeah.
Oh God, I'm not saying that last one.
That sounds
and early.
I know.
At first, I went with fancy blindfold.
Also, Roberto, how painful do you see? Like,
I see the holes though. Like, the...
I can tell, and like you know, if it was made by men, do you think they would care? Like, come on.
That's a fair point.
Even so,
most bras are still made by men today.
True enough.
I'm sorry.
That's Victoria's secret. A dude.
That's more acceptable these days. These are, of course, Brendan got it. These are, of course, snow goggles.
I knew it. I recognize them.
You would put them, obviously, over your face, and that's how you wouldn't go snowblind.
It's a cool look, man.
It is. I do kind of like.
Yeah, it's like
it's like the proto easy glasses.
The guy with the sunglasses in Star Trek.
Geordi LaForge.
LaForge. Yeah.
Yeah.
I met LeVar Burton. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
I've heard he's like the friendliest person ever.
Oh, so nice. Like he even like let me take pictures with him and everything was the best.
Oh, good.
Shout out LeVar.
Go LeVar!
Okay. That is the end of that round, and I'm only slightly horrified of some of the answers. In first place with 20 points.
Pontifex.
It's Pontifex. Because Fry dominated that round.
I don't understand.
I don't want to say I wouldn't have called that one, but good job. You've beaten the odds. And in joint, nope. Oh, I'm so sorry. It's tied for second. My dashes were very close. Tied for first is ranking Nobel, Quinn and Matt. And in third place with 15, so only 1 point behind, is Czar Power.
So, so how many points do we have?
You have 20.
Okay, so we're tied for first. Okay.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
Okay. Our next round, Matt, don't get excited. It is called the date team game. I think we can all agree the absolute worst part of history is all of the dates you have to remember. So I made a round about it.
How dare you? How dare you?
Come on, Quinn. I need you. I need you.
This is always my worst part of history. What's the margin of error that we're working with?
You're just going to give me the date. And also, because I'm extra evil, Price is Right rules are in effect.
So going over?
For anyone who is not aware, Price is Right rules, if the answer is 50 and somebody puts 51 and another person puts 40, because a person put higher than the guess, the person with 40 would win, even though 51 was closer. So it is the closest answer without going over. Oof. And just to add a little bit more twist into this, some of these have specific dates. Some of them don't. Some of our approximations. The source I am using is the ever so reliable Wikipedia. I can just call this one chaos, and I'm going to love it. The first game, or the first. When were the Great Pyramids of Giza
built? Boom. 4000 BC.
You're going to write it down.
Okay.
Well, I wonder when it is.
Keep in mind, there are multiple pyramids. This is the Great Pyramid, not pyramids. Pyramid.
Might be. I forgot that rule.
I think at one point I actually knew this. I don't anymore.
I am very good at saying things with confidence and an all-knowing sense. And
being oh, sure. Right. Okay. Wink. Got ya. I swear it's not.
So what counts as the bigger number here? I mean, closer to zero.
Closest to zero.
Okay.
That was a big hint. I like it. Okay. Does everyone have an answer? Go ahead and show. 2,500, 3,000, 2860. Matt, we haven't been to year 2860 yet.
2847 BC.
Oh, it's up there. Okay. 2000 BCE, 4000 BCE, and 1300 BCE. The answer is, of course, 2570 BCE. I think that's Fry. No, I think that's Bree. Yep.
Really? 70 years.
That's
over, though.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm going the other way.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, Brendan, what did you get?
But I went closer to zero.
I said, just said 2,000.
That's what we're looking for. You were not over. It is closer to zero.
Oh, okay.
Wait. Okay.
Yay.
Because Bree was off by 70 years. That's impressive. No way I would have came up with that.
I knew. Okay. I just had to go under Roberto. This 4,000 BC.
I had 3,999.
Oh.
Roberto may never be able to show his face in his home state if he cannot get when Texas declared independence. For anyone that doesn't know, Texas for a short time was its own republic. Also, my co-host, Matt.
You threw this in here specifically to shame me, Eric.
Every question is to shame you.
Are you looking for a year or a date?
It is a specific date.
Okay.
Oh.
Done.
I was about to say. Are you going to get the weather report too, Roberto?
It was warm and humid that day.
Well, it's Texas. It's always warm and humid. Yeah.
Exactly. And it's March.
Or warm and dry.
It's March.
That wine's I'm dying at this.
Wine's hitting them, everyone.
I was about to say, and you said you had water in your tumbler. Okay. Does everyone have an answer?
Yep.
Go ahead. Show answer.
Mine's a little messy.
March 1st, August 20th, 1833, March 18th, this is Matthew, that's after the Civil War, we have to talk, January 1850, March 5th, 1836, and 1895. Roberto.
No!
So Roberto doesn't get it. Everyone show up their answers quick because he put March 5th. March. I don't think I can count that.
Nope.
Oh my God. I know
Quinn got it. 1833 maybe. Is close.
Nice. Modern for me.
Quinn.
I had 1843 at first, then I changed it to 30 at the last minute.
Yeah, I was going to go like I went 1809 first. So actually, if I went with that, No, I still wouldn't have gotten it.
All I know is that 1776 is a big year for America.
Well, if you go to Texas, they could care less about 1776 and talk about 1836.
I can't show my face in Texas anymore. My Texas.
You can't. I don't. You have just been outlawed, my sir.
Wait, when was the Declaration of Independence? That was the... No, it was... The 5th was the... Alamo, that's the issue.
The Alamo remember... was on the end of February.
No. Oh, yeah. Well,
it was the Alamo I was thinking of.
David Crockett, all that good stuff. Okay, next up. When was the date the Magna Carta was signed?
Date? You want the actual date for this
I
one?
Want, there's an actual date.
I just listened to the History of England episode on this.
I'm so off, it's not even funny.
You're not off, you're just not as close as everyone else. Does everyone have an answer?
Oh, no. Give me a minute.
Yeah.
Also, for what it's worth, I would do terrible in this round.
Dates, come on.
Again, the worst part of history, and I thought this would be very fun.
All of my professors didn't even make us memorize dates. They're like, you can look it up.
That's true.
You don't need to know this.
The only dates that are important are when your person was born and dies.
This is true. Or when your home state declared its own independence. Anyway.
Oh, I knew I was so off.
Roberto went for the exact same joke.
I don't think I know that joke. Well, I know 420. Okay, 800. Okay, the answer is, of course...
Oh, 15. Wait. Oh, no. Oh,
Bree, 5 years off. I love it. Good.
I had the day to one, within one, just the year.
I'm the closest.
No, you're not. No, you're not, Roberto.
420,
I thought 15. I was for sure like 100 years off, but.
Oh, Roberto is closer.
How?
She had May 20.
I had May.
Oh, you're right.
Oh,
12, 10.
12,
yeah.
12,
10. 12, 10. 12, 10. 12, 10.
Yeah, Roberto didn't go over. April is before June.
Yeah.
Yeah, but 12, she had 12:10, he had 12:15.
Yeah.
He had the right year.
He did.
Yeah.
I got points finally for English history. Not Texan. I'm not gonna live this down ever.
Yeah, isn't England like the opposite of Texas?
Yes.
No anti-freedom. That Magna Carta, so anti-freedom. Okay, so that went somehow to Roberto.
Yeah. I knew the year.
You did? Did you actually know the year?
I knew the year
over by 300.
Full disclosure:
years.
I would not have known it. So
well,
I'm with you on that one. I was over by a few hundred years. So.
Next up, when? Just the year. There is no date. It is just the year. When was the printing press invented?
I feel like this is going to be way earlier than anyone expects.
This is a trick question, I think.
Yeah.
It's really not. How is it a trick question with dates?
Well, things can be invented like independently at two different points. Mm-hmm.
This is true.
Yeah.
Also, if you asked us when the wheel was invented, that'd be a trick question. So.
What are you gonna do? Why, Eric?
You insulted me at the beginning. And I have no self-esteem. Does everyone have an answer?
Yep.
The answer. Go ahead, Joe.
I've decided 16? To give up and go full prices, right?
Well, I feel good. Everybody's agreeing with me on the 16.
16. Okay. The answer is, of course, 14. Did everyone go over to Bria?
Oh, okay. 1401. Oh, okay.
Look, this is, I had, this matter, is my era. No I had to what. Be somewhere in there.
Fry almost got it with a dollar bid. I would have lost it. I would have been so happy. Okay. Next up, when? No, do that. When was? Oh, don't do that. When was George Washington born?
Who?
Specific date. Some would say the greatest date in history.
Oh.
Some, not many.
Oh.
Matt's thinking very hard. I'm proud of him.
Okay, I'm good.
Bree or Fry, how's the Mountain Dew?
It's grown on me.
That's always dangerous.
I was about to say, is it pure alcohol and that's why it's growing on you?
It definitely doesn't have caffeine in it because that's illegal. So,
yeah, that's unjustly, fair. I might add.
That was for was that Four Locos that
yeah it was Four Locos.
Everyone was going crazy.
Yeah.
By crazy.
I apparently woke up six states over. I don't know what was going on.
Yeah. Apparently, hard monsters are also on their way.
Ooh,
are they really?
I love monsters. Yeah,
every Call of Duty player is in trouble.
Yeah. That kill death ratio is going to plummet.
That's what I'm saying. That's why putting alcohol in Mountain Dew is evil, because every gamer is going to. Just, I don't know. Call of Duty lobbies are going to get way more uncivil. That's all I'll say.
Maybe they'll be better because everybody's not angry.
Good day, gentlemen. You and we had a good match.
That's taking out their monocle. Like. Okay. Does everyone have an answer now?
Yes.
Or George Washington.
All right.
So go excited ahead, to see how wrong I am.
I've decided to put one again. This is how I'm playing the rest of the game.
I crossed out 1720, put 1740.
1721, 40. The answer is, of course. The Canadian.
Are you serious? No.
The Canadian.
See, I was just extrapolating back from 1776.
So yeah, I was guessing he was like 30 or 40 in 76.
Yeah.
That's President's Day, isn't it?
President's Day is on Monday, but because it's a federal holiday. But
President's Day is when it says on my calendar, because that's a day I have off work.
Yes.
Wait, yeah. You celebrated as a holiday and I got it right?
Yeah.
I was thinking it was next Monday. Yeah. Oh, I forgot it's in February.
We get it as a holiday sometimes. I don't, we don't, like where I work,
it depends. I think if you work for the government, you do get it off.
It's a federal holiday.
It's not necessarily an everybody holiday.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is if you call in sick. I'm not allowed. Sorry, to. I'm busy. It's President's Day.
I'm out celebrating President's Day.
I need to stay off, right? I gotta celebrate my presidents.
I'm celebrating President's Day with a delicious hard monster.
Cursed food with Brendan.
Yeah, for those of you, it's been an inside joke that I'd start a YouTube channel called Cursed Food. And I think hard monster definitely will qualify. There's no promises it'll actually do it, but it would be fun.
One of my friends has a YouTube channel where he eats terrible MREs.
Oh, no.
Wasn't that a South Korean YouTuber for a while? I know there was a South Korean guy who just ate and reviewed MREs.
Blue's definitely not South
Blue
Korean.
Blue is not Korean.
Has he had the omelet ones?
Oh, there I don't
Koreans
know.
Koreans in Kansas.
Don't make me Texas. Google what you're talking about. What is this?
old military army. Rations?
Oh, we still get them.
Meals ready
we
to
still
eat.
Get them.
Yeah.
There must be one good one, Matt.
They're not cheap.
Veggie patty used to be all right. Spaghetti and meatballs is pretty good. They have a pepperoni pizza now.
I actually
pepperoni pizza.
I know somebody who was on the research team for the pepperoni pizza one, and apparently it took them like 10 years to figure it out.
And it's weird because you don't heat the pizza up; you eat the side. You heat the side one, the side dish up. I can't remember what's in it, but it looked disgusting. It looked like a big giant cracker.
I'm sure he's a very smart person, Quinn, but when you tell him that he spent 10 years researching pizza.
It's about getting it to last forever. Those things right. last yeah. forever.
Surely.
I'm sure it's very impressive.
Yeah. I mean, okay. What's the challenge? Just, you know, build a pizza oven, heat it up with, like, the engine of the Humvee or something like that. That's what they did in World War I, not with Humvees, but they would cook tea on the engine of the tanks. Oh.
Well, I believe the old MREs had cans.
Yeah, there is a channel dedicated to trying the MREs from the First and Second World War when he can find them. So, Jordan loves that channel.
It's like that guy who drank like a 20-year-old Crystal Pepsi and immediately threw it all up. Such a classic.
There's apparently a guy that still has a Big Mac sitting on his shelf, on his bookshelf since like 1999.
Looks exactly like
it. It's never molded.
Yep.
That's so nasty. Gross.
It really is.
I love McDonald's on a side note.
All right.
Well, I mean, more power to you. It's just, I don't know.
Next up. When was the Tower of London built?
You were just there, Bree.
Is this the date or just the year?
Just
they
the
had to have said the date okay. it was made when you were there on that tour. They had to have.
I was screaming about Edward the Sixth, and this is the other Edward. So,
is this date or like full complete date?
Just it's literally just a year. Fry, can I guess what you're putting down?
Yeah, it's one again. It's one again.
It's like I'm destined to get this.
I can't wait for that to work. Okay, everyone have an answer. Show your answer right now.
King 1000, 1067, 1000, 1499.
Oh my god. It's 1066.
God, no!
Did Fry get it?
Are you fucking kidding me?
My logic was that.
I knew it was Edward the Confessor, so I had a ballpark.
My logic was Will comes over, builds a tower to pull all his enemies in.
They have so much there about the Doomsday Book, so you wouldn't be far off.
What'd you say, Quinn? What was your date?
1067.
I mean, it's not worse than being off by 3 days.
I thought I had it as with 1100.
That's Texan.
So Bree, you put 1000, correct?
Yeah.
So Pontifax is going to get it. That is the second time Pontifax was going to get it because Fry was going to guess 1 again. Okay.
Damn.
We'll get it either way.
Yeah. We're going to bolster both sides.
I'm not going to lie. That one hurt.
Yeah. You know, and now you know how I feel, Quinn. Now you know my feeling.
Oh, Roberto, yours was so much worse. Like,
you can't see it with my camera, but I have tears right now.
Texas already sent him a letter in the mail.
Not yeah, they've evicted that's all him. He asked him about tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, luckily I don't live there anymore, thank God. But
you can never enter the state of Texas again.
Don't tell me
to go. There's tires. They throw tire strips. Your
you'll
tires
get to Texarkana
popped.
And you cannot cross.
No.
They just know. How do you want to get to Texarkana?
Next up, we're going to do three more. Next up, when were the first Olympics in Greece?
I can't put one this time.
I mean, you can. But someone can. I'm waiting for someone to put two, and then naturally three. And
I'm just going to put one. That's the rule. That's how I play.
Fry,
even though
strategy,
I know it's
however,
BC,
announcing it.
It's still one.
So, Fry, I do want to ask, would you buy another one of those Mountain Dews?
Yes.
I've had the original, the one that's the original flavor, and it's straight Mountain Dew. It just tastes exactly like Mountain Dew. That you can't
this
taste
is
the alcohol
Baja
in
that Blast one because that one's superior to all other Mountain Dews.
Yes.
I don't get why everyone loves Baja. I hated Baja when I had it.
I had it once.
Mountain Dew is
was
just
it a Taco Bell?
It's just yeah, sugar. Taco Bell.
I like the old
but
school
like,
one
they've
with
got
just cane
the
sugar.
Code red, and they've got the lime wire, and they've got the regular. But
and
I...
then they got the watermelon.
Yeah.
I like Baja Blast because they give you a zero sugar version at Taco Bell, so that's like nice for me. So I can still get my soda in me, and like not have to get a shit ton of sugar, but I still get a ton of sugar alcohol.
You
so
get aspartame.
You know,
how did
I get
we
aspartame.
Get from the first Olympics of Greece to a Mountain Dew convention?
I asked the question.
It's my fault.
Anyway, show your answers.
I'm using the other side of Fry's strategy.
Oh, I put 200. I put 207 at first.
307, 200. Still one. The answer is, of course, 776 BC.
Hmm. Oh my god.
Oh,
is that
wait. Quinn?
Wait.
No,
so... I think that's
Quinn.
Yeah,
yeah. Wait, Quinn.
Quinn.
Oh,
yeah. Because he's the closest to zero. Fry's going to get one of these, isn't she? She's getting too close. She's
the only consistent. It's the long game.
The second. Okay.
Good fuckery takes time to develop.
Yes.
It's a skill that's crafted over many years.
Okay, we're going to is this plain text? Two more. When did Charlemagne become the king of the Franks?
I am a Frenchman.
He is a Frenchman.
Just like you're a Texan, right?
Not anymore.
I'm gonna put.
So wait, this is King of the Franks, not Holy Roman Emperor.
King of the Franks. Mm. It is just a year. Mm. Oh, okay. Quinn, as the person putting this game together, I love that look. The I know this, but it's like this far away. It's like the sweet spot.
I don't know it. I don't know it. I'm trying to bound things that I know happened before and after it.
Well, murder happened before.
And during.
And well.
I hope Crusader Kings prepared me enough for this one.
Changing my answer.
Oh, second guessing.
Yep.
Never good.
You scored a one.
I don't have to second guess because I put one.
Everyone have an answer?
Yep.
Go ahead and show. 1203.
Oh, no!
Wait. Roberto? Are you cheating?
No!
Roberto?
It closed out!
Did it close out?
It did.
It did.
I saw it. Very suspicious.
I saw it close out.
Wait a second. Wait, I think who got it then? Roberto?
Roberto.
Roberto got it.
Roberto got it.
Crusader Kings.
But you know who came in second again?
Is it me?
You're close. Yeah. You're close.
No, I had 450.
Oh, that's right. All right.
Crusader Kings has prepared me because that's the start date for Charlemagne's in Crusader Kings 2.
Oh, see, I was so excited. I'm like, I know this. The Pope crowned him. Wait, wrong title.
I know the story. That was one of the that drove me nuts. Is I know the story of it happening, but the date I would have been blank.
It was on Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
Christmas.
Oh.
That was the Holy Roman Emperor one, though, not King of the Franks.
How dare they?
Oh. Rex is going to do two more.
Just going to write one before we even say anything.
Don't give away all your strategies. Even if it is the same.
I'm going to do two more because I like the last one. Okay. When? Second to last one. When was the lute?
Come on, Brendan.
Precursor to the guitar. When was the lute invented?
Brendan, you're taking the team on this one.
You've been carrying us the whole time.
No, you carried us in the first round.
Yeah, and I've literally not gotten a single one.
I see I the scores but me has gotten carrying.
I haven't gotten even. I'm right there with you.
Loot. I don't know.
Oh, no.
No clue.
I am proud of you, though. Normally, when I mention a music instrument, you usually make the sounds with your mouth.
See, I'm doing it now.
Right? That's what I was saying. There it is. A heck of a lute.
It's the lute from Tenacious D, of course.
Yes.
I'm actually classically trained in the electric lute.
The electric lute, yes. Does everyone have an answer?
Oh, you put two.
We're not pretty.
40 BC, 12. Oh, the answer 3100 BC.
What?
Did Fry win?
Yeah. Well,
I can't tell what counts as a loot.
Well, I figured, you know, the whole Nero thing. We had to be somewhere in that.
Right.
That was a fiddle.
Close.
In some sources.
The sources, I made it up.
That's all of them.
So also, do any of us get points for that since we're all over? Or is that...
You went over.
I guess not.
Yes, we are.
Yeah,
2100.
I am over.
No, BC.
Okay, yeah.
Right?
But you said closest to the number, but it can't be over.
Zero.
So that's not
over. With BC, you'd go
because BCE
closest
is
to
away
closest
from
to
zero.
Okay.
You're taking the absolute value.
Ah, okay.
Thank
I
you,
understand that
guy.
Now. Okay. Quit has been tutoring me in math the last few days, so I understand math a bit more now.
I also appreciate whoever put two. Fry still beat you.
Yeah.
I have a feeling Fry is not going to put one on this next one because I need the date of the first Dungeons and Dragons was published.
Oh, come on. Oh, did you write this specifically for Roberto?
It was
a good Fry question,
year.
Too.
I don't like it OCR, is. Though. That's for old men who are cranky.
For those who don't know, I am also Matt's DM. So
I hope I get it and you don't. I'm going to laugh.
That's fine.
I have a general idea.
I have a general idea, but like it's...
A certain number came to mind, but I undershot it a bit.
I have just a good enough idea that I have a heavy risk of overshooting it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same. If I overshoot this, I'll actually be shocked.
If it wasn't the 70s, I'll be surprised. Oh, did it come out like the 60s or something stupid?
I know nothing. Do we all have an answer?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay,
show your answers.
Where is it?
1880. Oh, and then 19. Oh, I'm so
excited. Oh, my God. The answer is 1974. I don't have a publication date.
I went over by 1 year.
So I think that's Roberto.
That's Roberto.
Well, so I also had 19.
I know it's 1970, but 1970. Okay.
I also had 1970.
We both put 1970. So,
well.
Is that a tie or is that Quinn?
I think it's a tie because it's you didn't put a date on
there.
You didn't specify.
If there's no date, then it's
year. You said year, so it would just be going off the year.
Are we okay with the tie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, this was
because it means we get points. So,
so there we go, Matt.
I'm an idiot. I put freaking 1882.
Well, you know, the 20-sided dice is very old. We could give you partial points.
I almost did dice, but there were too many days. There were too many years.
Oh, yeah, ancient Rome, for sure.
Yeah, it was, but like, pick whatever date you want. It seems like for dice, like there were so many days. I did have one. I'm not going to do it, but it was Batman's first appearance. Does anyone know?
1942.
Something, wasn't it?
1934.
1924.
34. Was it 26?
No, because 2019 was the 75 year anniversary.
I'm thinking of Superman.
Well, you can't expect me to subtract 75 from 2018. Sorry.
Ah,
39.
What did I say? I think I said 35. 30.
We used to have
these at first.
Terrible, like Canadian heritage moments on TV, and one of them is the artist who drew Superman on a train during the First World War. So that's where my brain went.
And okay.
Yeah. Okay. They do one for Alex Trebek yet?
Is he Canadian?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's from Vancouver.
Oh.
Is he? I didn't know that.
He's from British Columbia. I know that for sure.
I had no idea. I know Bob Barker's from South Dakota, and that's about all people know about South Dakota.
Who?
Yeah.
guess who's from native central Pennsylvania?
A lot of people.
Who? Kid Rock.
Well, that's not something.
Alex Trebek is from Ontario.
Close enough. I got the country right.
He got the country right.
Most American answer.
I don't expect anyone to know where Harrisburg is, so I don't see why you can't cut me some slack.
I was listening.
Harrisburg is by Pittsburgh, isn't it?
Yeah, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
I know where Harrisburg is.
You got the state right. No, Harrisburg is exactly halfway in between Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, which are on opposite sides of the state. Philly is in the east.
It's a short train ride away from New York City.
Yeah, yeah, Philly is very close to New York City.
Do you know what people in New York call Pennsylvania? Flyover. Anyway.
No, they call it the Pocono, actually.
Yeah, I was going to say a vacation spot.
Oh, I forgot, Roberto, you live there. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So does Brendan.
Do you really? Okay, well.
Yeah. I'm repping. Podcast. This band is from Pennsylvania. Wilkes-Barre, specifically.
I was listening to another podcast earlier, and they were talking about Canada, and they couldn't remember the word province, so they were like, you know, the big states.
The thing they call it instead of a state.
Well, it could be a province or a territory instead of state. Just to make it more difficult.
And U.S. territories don't have any voting rights or whatever. That to make it even more difficult.
Yeah. Well, unless anyone would like to continue down our date, I think we could end that round.
Let's please end this round.
Please.
I like watching you all sweat. The scores. In last place with 30 points. Tsar Power with 30. In second place with 35. Ranking Nobel. Basically Quinn. Quinn is in second place. And first threatening to run away with the thing is Pontifax with 55.
It's that papal blessing.
It's not even close. It's not even close.
However, I have good news because it is still anyone's game.
This is like, whose line is it anyway? Points don't really matter. It's just the final question. You know?
I worked hard on this. How dare you?
So does, whose line is it?
Matt, this is why you don't win.
Hey, he's in second place. I'm sorry, that just didn't.
The next game is, of course, Fool's Gold. For anyone who watched the first one of these, we played this last time. This game will punish you for having your own opinion. Oh, I am going to ask you a series of random questions. Multiple choice, yes or no. You don't want to give your answer. You want to give the answer you think everyone else is going to give. So, for example, like I gave last time, I might ask you, who is the best president? You might think George Washington is the best president. However, you believe people will put Lincoln. You are going to want to put Abraham Lincoln. Those, if you are in the majority of the answers, your team will get 5 points. You for your team. So 10 points apiece. So if you are the only person that gives a unique answer, you have the audacity to go off script, you will be handed a metaphorical piece of fool's gold, which means you will continue to play the game as if nothing happens. But at the end, none of your points this round will count.
Oh,
what happens if everyone gives a different answer?
If everyone gives a different answer, I don't know. The game will blow up.
Hey, Alfred Nobel came in.
It would be whoever has the. They would just stay in whoever has fool's gold.
Yeah, hand, would stay. And just as a reminder,
we'll see,
Matt.
I did end with it last time.
You did, and I'm very tempted to give it to you now because of how you.
Except began. Last time it was whoever had it lost all their points.
So does no, the they just gold didn't count. Switch hands every time, or
no? It will stay with that person until the next person who has the audacity.
Okay.
But there's only one.
So okay. There's only one.
Okay.
But it can be passed around. So like if the next question that person gives an own unique answer, it would be passed to them. Okay. First up, what would be the worst historical death? Pompeii, the Titanic, or the Black Peg? You can only write down any of these answers. Which one of these is the worst historical death?
Quinn, you and I need to get on the same page here.
Yes.
Think. All right, look Brendan. The camera. Look.
Does everyone have something written down?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Go ahead and show your answers. Pompeii, Black Plague. Oh, Black Plague gets it. So, no points for Pontifax, but Czar Power.
Yeah, Brendan.
Quinn! It's what are you doing? We looked. We made eye contact. We had a moment.
Didn't you guys have the same answer?
No, had Pompeii.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then I screwed that up. Okay, so... Yeah. Then so
I thought it was whoever had the most.
No, I had Black Plague.
Was it 3-3?
Yeah.
No, it's 4-2.
No, it's 4-2.
Yeah, that's what. Okay, so go ahead and show your answers again. Sorry, this is hard.
No, I already crossed mine out, but it's.
I erased mine.
I erased mine. Yeah.
Okay.
You said Black Plague. I can.
Zara Power gets 10 ranking. Okay. 5. Okay.
It occurs to me that ranking Nobel would be a very short podcast.
One. Oh, interesting, though. There's lots to talk about.
What was the best explosion?
Ranking every single stick of dynamite that he blew up in his life.
How many times he wanted to blow up his father?
Yeah. Yeah.
At least once.
That gives me an idea. What about a Rexipod for every nuclear bomb detonated?
I feel like it would be really hard to get the information from most of those.
Yeah.
Tsar Bomba on top.
Tsar Bomba.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay. Next question. Who is the bigger badass? Cleopatra or Joan of Arc?
All right, Matt.
See, now here I'm already... Strong opinions.
I'm doing this.
That's what I love about this game. See, I'll just wait till we start asking questions that people with strong opinions have, but they have to go write the other thing down.
Brendan, come on.
You know, I think one of these is a little more of like a feminist icon than the other. But not whether or not they deserve it, just by popular acclaim. That's all I'm saying.
You just want to start a fight on the internet.
I mean... Yeah.
Isn't that what we're here?
Answers. Cleo. Cleo. Joan. Joan. Oh, Pontifex. Everyone but... So you, Matt, I'm so happy. You and Quinn had your moment, and it did no good.
Thank God. I almost changed it to Joan. Then you would, we would have the fools going.
Brendan and I are vibing. Yeah.
Good job, Fry. Good job.
Yay.
We're in last place.
It's okay. It's okay. We can make it up.
We can bounce back. We can bounce back.
Yeah, yeah.
Who is the better general? Napoleon or Caesar?
Oh, oh no.
Oh,
all right. Oh man. Alrighty. I know what I think.
We're not here for what you think.
Mm. Harder when you don't have strong opinions, actually.
It's really hard to strategize for this.
I think I'm just going to go with my gut on all of these. The first thing that comes to mind. So far, it served me well. Mm-hmm. Granted, there's only been like a maximum of three options.
This is true. I love this game. It's herd mentality. If yeah. anyone wants to buy
this is
it,
this is
a board game. Like, this is a great game. Okay. Everyone show their answers. Napoleon.
Oh no,
Fry! Oh my god!
Holy shit!
Not because I have an opinion, but because it's the first one on the list.
Fools go.
Okay. So, Pontifex, you will still continue to accumulate points. But they won't matter if you still have the piece of fool's gold. So you would be stuck at 55 if you have it at the end of the game.
Oh, so the whole team doesn't get points. I thought it was just the person who has it.
No, it's the team.
Okay.
Okay, so everyone else. So Pontifex still got 5, which is good news. Plus 10. Okay, next. Do I want to do this one now?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, do it.
Oh, ahead. Fry, how's your day? Or Brie, how's your day going?
Pretty good.
Well, can you tell us who the worst pope is?
Oh, I can't even name many popes.
I mean, there is an answer. There is an answer that has widely accepted, but...
But that's not what we're asking, is it? Mm-mm. Well, it is what we're asking. That's not what you believe, though, is it?
Yeah, but we haven't covered him yet.
I How many Borgias were popes?
One.
One.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, they wouldn't do that again.
Thank you, oh, Assassin's Creed.
I was waiting for a multiple choice.
Yeah, are we not getting any multiple choice on this one?
No multiple choice? Nope.
This is danger, a fool's gold.
Yeah. Ugh. Multiple choice, all of them. How many have there been? Like 400?
266.
Okay.
That, there's been that many? Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't even
know. And that doesn't include the anti-popes? There's about 40 of those.
It starts back with Peter. Yeah. It's been a while since then.
Oh, right. I'm not. It's what I think everyone else is going to put.
Yes.
All right. I don't even know if anyone knows who this guy is.
Well, I wouldn't put it in.
I told you I'm going with my gut. All right.
Fine.
What do you think? Do you have any idea how many options?
No, I don't have an answer yet. I'm analyzing people.
You know what you're going to write down.
No, because I know the right answer, but this is hard mentality.
That's not what I'm asking for.
Yeah, I'm going to have to. Yeah.
Okay. We have a potential of all saying.
I have an opinion, and it's all of them.
Matt, if
I the first of all,
after the schism, it's all of them.
How screwed are you?
If what?
If Matt, if I tell you you can't mention an Assassin's Creed character, how screwed are you? Would it just be a
I don't even know the most recent one.
Francis?
Oh, yeah. Frank. sure.
I don't know Francis as a joke.
Aubrey, I know.
Well, Pius then the I would fight you.
Wow.
That Roberto has the absolute surely, right answer.
That's somebody you think is better than Francis.
Roberto's got the right answer.
Dumb little wing. Show your answers.
Alexander the Sixth.
What?
Alexander. The Borgia one.
Who the fuck is that?
I was raised Catholic and I still can never remember all the numbers.
I was raised Catholic and I don't even can't even name five popes. Well, no, you can't.
What? John,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
If you can remember one that has a number higher than five, then you can name five popes.
Yeah. John. Here, this is the trick. You can name 23 popes. John.
Wait, Fry is the fool's goat? What did Fry say?
No, you do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But that's a good answer. Pius the 12th is a good answer.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Thank you.
No, the only way we can win is if Pontifex ends up with it.
That's not how you spell
to be clear,
mine.
Though, none of these are the right answer. But it's
Fry,
coming.
You put Alexander. Got the first year, right? Fry, you put Alexander?
Yeah, Borgia Pope.
Okay, Borgia. Okay. Everyone got 10 except for Brendan. Okay.
You spelled Brendan's name wrong.
Yeah.
Dang it.
It's A-N.
Ugh.
But that's a good sizzle for our podcast.
Your head at Eric.
In the bottom left.
I know. And there we go. The thing is, I looked at it and I still spelled it wrong. Good for me.
No, it's A-N-D-E-N.
No.
Problem solved.
Look, I can understand the spelling, but like pronunciation is another.
This one might legitimately hurt, Bree. I don't know why I came for you at this round.
You can only suggest one to a friend, and they cannot listen to another one. But you have to suggest one of these.
Who?
Yeah, this one hurts.
After this, I'm done picking on you. I didn't mean for these to be back-to-back, necessarily.
You had to give Matt a break.
Never. Bree, I understand a blank answer. However. This isn't your opinion.
Yeah, it's true. It's not.
Okay.
Now it's everyone has a sentimental silence.
I'm almost done.
I just made someone pick their first child, is what I said. Okay, everyone show their answer. They're all lovely. Totalis Rankium, Rankium, Rankium. Okay. No one gets points because it all cancels out. However,
we wouldn't be here without Rex Factor, would we?
Well, no, like,
absolutely.
It doesn't cancel out because of the Fool's Gold.
Well, yeah, but this round, nobody gets points this round because everyone gets points. Because everyone gave the same answer.
Okay.
Right, but at the end, there's still going to be... Well, I guess it doesn't matter anyway.
Right. No one gets points.
Yeah.
Okay, Quinn, it's your turn.
Okay.
Who is the least deserving Nobel Prize winner?
Okay, there are two correct answers to this. One of them is because of the thing that they won the prize for, and the other one is because of who they were as a person, but no one has ever heard of them.
Well, I guess you have to put a different answer then, don't you?
Oh. Yeah.
It's okay if we... Because I have in my mind, but are we allowed to look up?
I can name
make
three.
Make sure yeah. that we yeah. have... Yeah.
Search
Nobel
whatever.
Prize winners yep, off fine. The top of my head.
Go ahead, search. Yeah, because there's a lot of them.
Oh, I get... There's...
Okay.
I know who it is.
I know who I'm going to say.
Also, everyone's Googling. Everyone here has a Patreon, so go look at that. I guess everyone but Matt and I, we do not have a Patreon yet. We haven't. We're just lazy is what happens.
For a second, I forgot that there were other categories other than physics. There's definitely one right answer.
I can think of a couple.
I'm trying to remember.
So Quinn, so you're just doing all the physics ones right now?
For right now, we are. Mostly because so our eventual plan is that I will do the physics, chemistry, and peace ones, and Maggie will do the literature, physiology, and medicine, and economics ones. We started with physics mostly because Maggie was very busy, so she didn't have time to do research when we started. But eventually, I think we're going to try to start doing concurrent physics and literature prizes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just going to take this opportunity to give my opinions on literature. I'm told you. Now that you mentioned peace, I suddenly remembered that Obama had a peace prize. And I guess Mandela. So I can't name more than three. I can name a lot of peace prize ones.
Brent, yeah. I was absolutely expecting you to get up like the scroll that goes a mile long. Like, here are all of my gripes. Okay, does everyone have an answer?
No. Yes, I'm prepared to get the Fool's Gold.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to get this wrong.
If you know nothing about the Nobel Prize, there's a podcast. Okay, everyone.
Damn, that is actually a great answer.
That's a great one.
Henry Kissinger had a fucking Peace Prize.
Oh my, Gorbachev. Oh, everyone. Kissinger. Okay,
there's two Kissingers.
Pull down economics.
I don't know who it was, but it was this dude.
Kissinger got a Nobel Peace Prize. Who the fuck gave that to him?
Huh?
Gorbachev? Kissinger.
Oh, yeah, Kissinger won it for ending the Vietnam War. Notably, it was awarded, I think, 3 years before the Vietnam War ended.
Oof. Yeah.
Someone Joseph miraculously Stiglitz. Got points.
Bria.
Yeah.
Joseph Stiglitz.
Good job, Fry.
Brie. It was Joseph Stiglitz.
That's who this was?
For Trickle Down? Yeah, it was Joseph Stiglitz.
Okay, well, that guy.
No one put Teddy Roosevelt.
Teddy Roosevelt, oh, yeah, great.
Not for the Peace Prize.
Yeah. Russo-Japanese War? Come on.
Yeah, I think for the one thing that he did that had to do with peace is what he got the prize for.
And then was a warmonger the rest of his life.
Oh yeah. We'll get to that in like
he made national parks.
Those are cool. As a Cuban, he did help us gain independence from Spain. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Part of the reason why we're pushing the peace prizes so far back is for this exact reason.
Cuz it's just going to piss a lot of people off.
It's going to be the most controversial season of like anything. Bro. Yeah.
I will say I made it a point to visit South Korea.
You know this award that is already like very controversial for politics. We're gonna like rank all of the people who won it.
I feel like, I mean, we're just gonna eventually get to the Stalin episode, and we're just gonna have to be like, okay, all that was bad, but this. Now,
this is well documented.
And it's just going to get so much hate mail.
Yeah.
Okay, next. Matthew. Who is the most famous Native American?
Ooh.
Hmm. Interesting. Ooh. Most famous.
I know what I want to say, and it would make Eric very happy. But...
Oh, I knew you were going to go there. I knew you were going to go there.
Okay. Oh, damn.
But I'm going to go with who I actually think it is.
I'm not...
So we're going with everyone here's answer rather than what the general public would say.
Yes.
I'm not sure if I'm spelling this right. This might be
I don't know how to spell it.
Do the best you can, trust me.
Come on,
Quinn. We need another one.
I'm really worried that I've mixed up two different names and put them together.
Quinn, do you want to message me what it is?
Yes.
Matt, it's obviously Connor Kenway.
Not only is he the worst assassin.
Whoa, Eric. Yes. That's for a different episode, okay?
Ranking the assassins, all the Assassin's Creed games.
Yeah. We need a new Rexy pod for Assassin's Creed.
When you're good.
Two wins. Okay. The Medici are in number two. We don't need to have a podcast for this, though.
Two
wins. Right, but
for PlayStation exclusives.
I actually am playing through all of them and ranking them myself.
Assassin's Creed is in the PlayStation.
That would be fun, exclusive. Matt. Let's actually do that.
That's where it's at.
Well, it doesn't have to be.
Eric, Matt, I sent you my actual answer
on YouTube.
Assassin's Creed 3 was available on the Wii U. Fun fact.
Didn't have a Medici in it.
Or did it?
Everyone show their answers.
British people. That's a huge plus for me.
Geronimo, Crazy Horse, Geronimo. Pocahontas. Oh, there are some multiple two Sacagaweas, two Geronimos. So nobody gets points. Nobody gets the fool's gold.
Pocahontas is the only one who got a Disney movie.
Pocahontas is where I was going.
I was going to say Sitting Bull first, but then
Geronimo's got a term after him.
Pocahontas is way more.
I was going to say Tecumseh, but then, that's because I've been listening.
Nobody knows who Tecumseh is. Except
the game would be over right now.
If it were general public, I definitely would have put Pocahontas. But you guys are covering these people, so.
Mm. We can't cover Pocahontas because she was before.
Yeah. That's why I expected Geronimo might be a better
answer. I am very happy, though. Sacagawea got two votes because Madden and I argued we edited out a lot. We argued over that a lot, how well-known she was. And
she's very well-known.
Just see how many hits she gets on Google.
She had a coin after her.
Yeah, she's got money.
She's got money.
I was going to say that.
I have only ever seen a Sacagawea coin in Las Vegas, though. It was it's the only thing that came out of a change machine, and I had never seen them since, and I wasn't sure that
the machine was not ripping me off.
Where else did you get
fake? They're real.
Fake casino coins?
Excuse me, sir. Is this real? What is this?
Who is this person?
Yeah.
Did you
I was at the Las Vegas monorail station. I'm like, what is this? Did I just buy 20 monorail tokens or something?
Like Chuck E. Cheese tokens. I mean, come on. Let's go play arcade games.
Dollar coins are useful. I'll say that.
Yeah. Yes, they are.
I prefer having a dollar coin than a dollar bill. So.
Yeah. Loony power.
Loonies and beanies.
One's nowhere near as heavy, but dollar coins are pretty cool too.
Czar power. Oh. It is your turn.
Oh no.
This is the public answer. Who is worse, Putin or Vlad the Impaler?
Oh. Whoa.
Vlad the Impaler
Russian.
Well, Vlad the Impaler wasn't Russian, so.
Well, if you asked a Romanian, the answer would be,
Well, Vlad's not if you Russian, asked a Turk, so moving if you on. Asked a Turk,
again.
Having been to that castle, I don't know.
The castle,
did it seem it, when I went, it was very modernized. There was like light, lights, and I hated that.
And they want to talk about the princess that lived there for like 1 month more than anything else, because like, look, it's the princess, not this other stuff.
Oh, and wow.
Please, no.
Oh, a princess lived there. Oh, why would you live there voluntarily? You're asking to be haunted.
Right?
Does everyone have an answer?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Hold on.
Go ahead and show. Putin.
Are you serious?
Oh my goodness. Oh, I'm all right. Everyone but Tsar Power.
Any idea. Any idea whatsoever. Okay. I mean, I guess to be fair, right now, yes, Putin would probably not score very high on, you know.
All I'm saying is Vlad the Impaler didn't have nukes.
Yeah, he had something scarier.
He had immortality. He okay, had he drank everyone. People's blood.
Yeah. He could only kill one person at a time.
Not a whole army. At least he's a better military commander than Durin. Yeah.
Okay, I mean, if you average the average like Turkish politician's opinion, Vlad the Paler, no. Putin, yeah.
So. You remember when I said I was done picking on Pontifex?
All right.
Would the general public or the five people here, the six people here, would they say if Pope Joan existed? Yes or no?
Follow up question, who's listened to our episodes?
Done.
What was the thing? The Papa Habea testes?
Testiculos habit and bede pedentes. testicles they have and they hang nicely.
You know, there was one very smug gentleman sitting on that chair.
Oh, yeah, there's lots of examples of it.
I have them.
Yeah.
Does everyone have an answer?
Yes.
Go ahead and show it. Yes or no? She did. No. Oh, yes, no.
Yeah.
Well, Brendan already has it. But Brendan saved Matt.
Essentially. No, Brendan. No, Roberto had a yes, too.
Well, but Brendan has yes, no. Mm-hmm. That is a unique answer.
It's true.
Right.
Damn it.
So. You forgot the rules.
Yeah. Well, it was funny.
Who also had no? Two there, Fry.
Oh, don't worry. I'll get rid of the fool's gold soon. Don't worry, Roberto.
Okay. You have two questions to do it.
Easy peasy.
Next. If you would bring William Shakespeare back to life and you put him today, right now, he just started existing. Would he be more impressed by the ballpoint pen or the light bulb?
Oh.
More impressed. He did a lot of writing. Also, the Globe Theater, probably pretty dark. Would he be more impressed?
He didn't do all that shit by candlelight. Let's not forget.
By the modern daylight.
I was promised more controversial questions.
Okay, come sit in my seat.
I think Bree's going to block me after this. So.
I can take it.
Her screen just goes black, disconnected.
We're not over here like promoting the Patsy family or anything, or, you know, Mary Queen of Scots, or, you know,
Fry
Lombards.
What was that CW show they did on Mary?
The Originals?
Oh, no. God, that was Smallville. So bad.
It was so Smallville. Bad.
So bad.
What
Smallville.
Rain.
Smallville.
I literally had preteens running around going, you're not my friend anymore, to the queen.
Yeah, right?
And look, I can't stand Mary Queen of Scots. I'll come out. I will say it. But whoa, she didn't even deserve that.
It was very
evil hot takes. I love it.
I'm full of them. That's why this game is so challenging.
Does everyone have an answer? Go ahead and show.
the light bulb, light bulb.
Oh, thank you, God.
All right.
There we go. See? You help us out here, Roberto. Wait, did I?
No.
Because I would have put a light bulb, I would have just shot to Roberto.
We have to agree or something?
Who also had the light bulb?
Everyone else but Matt and I.
Okay. There we go.
See, Roberto saved me on that one.
I am quite... I feel like he would be just like, in, like he would faint from the pen.
I think he would stay there flipping it on and off
for the rest of his life. Like it, I think he'd it fly over.
Doesn't have to dip, do anything.
Yeah.
Look, if he had the light bulb, he could have more light to invent things.
Okay,
but he's still dipping.
Here's the question.
Yeah, there's also like a million other things he could do.
Typewriters for a long time.
He might show up in the modern world and be like, I want to be a computer programmer now.
I don't know.
He would be the most dramatic computer programmer.
People are even telling Willie Shakes to learn to code. Come on.
Maybe he can coach the better plays.
This is picking on no one, but we're going to pick a fight on the internet.
Uh-oh.
Who is more influential? Michael Jackson or the Beatles?
Mm.
I have an easy answer for this one. I also have a very unique taste in music.
I mean, okay.
Yoo-hoo!
Are you trying to cheat with your hands? Are you?
No, that is leading. You got dumb.
Matt, are you the fool? Are you the fool again?
Let the record show that I had written down my answer before he made that noise.
Sure, Quinn, sure.
Matt, I also like how last time we pointed out your Lego set, and now you have a much more adult background.
Lego is perfectly adult.
Yeah.
I have a beautiful Lego orchid in the other room.
Like, yeah.
Well, go get that.
I go to Lego school every week.
I got Maggie a Lego bonsai tree for Christmas.
Yeah, I get to go to
I want to... I was looking at the Lego bouquet, but it was like $80, and I was like, nah.
I would, like, I keep saying, my nephew is big into Lego.
Yeah, see, that's cool.
It's like that the ISS? You
know, holy crap.
That's
I mean, that's nobody shits on grown men for having, you know, model trains.
So, see, like,
Legos are beautiful.
Oh, yeah. I love the
love flower Legos.
Exactly, yeah, no, it's really nice. It's such a cute little thing.
I get paid to play with Lego for an hour and a half every week.
You do?
Oh, so you teach Lego school?
No, I go to I work with young adults with special needs, and I get to accompany one of them to Lego school. So
that's awesome.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's the best.
Legos are the best.
Legos.
This lady has more Lego than I've ever seen in my life, and I've been in Lego stores, but like her entire house, top to bottom.
I will say this episode sponsored by Lego.
It's not Mountain Dew anymore.
Please sponsor us, Lego. Please, I beg you.
I know all the Lego masters now.
I will say, I wish Legos were a bit cheaper to get.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you need that sponsorship money.
So did my parents.
Yep.
Our local Lego master guy was the judge for Lego Masters New Zealand.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yep. Wait, they have one.
Local families is currently signing up for Lego Masters America. So
nice.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Okay.
Does everyone have an answer written down?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Matt, we know yours. Go ahead and show. Beatles.
I said Beatles.
No!
Out of your goddamn mind. It's like, okay, Michael Jackson is popular, and rightfully so, but influence, like, come on.
Beatles are so much more far-reaching.
Yeah.
I can't. Now watch that Terry.
Like, who's more influential, the Beatles or the people at the Andy Warhol album? Yeah, those guys.
But my thought is, if you would ask the typical like high school or college student, I think they would say Michael Jackson.
Who?
I strongly disagree.
I don't know about that.
I strongly disagree on that one.
Who is more viral? Who would go more viral? The Beatles or the guy that dances real, real good?
I mean, but the thing I'm not going to get into an argument whether his music is better. But like, in terms of like,
in terms of output,
getting people to start bands, making teenage girls go crazy, and boys. Let's be real.
I am all on board. Like, I have
Eric has a whole sleeve dedicated to the Beatles.
Half sleeve, but yes. I'm a walking millennial starter kit, though, so it's not.
Oh, I knew it. As soon as you're like, "Are you giving him a hint?" I'm like, "God, I hope he doesn't change his answer." Come on,
give him the hint.
I think Michael Jackson has had an over influence on my life, because I remember when he died, my brother was scared for like 3 months that Michael Jackson's ghost would haunt him.
Hey, look at it. Did he watch South Park after that?
No.
I've updated.
It's Matt's fault. I mean, this is probably as close as I'll get to getting a Nobel Prize anyway, so. Gold.
Okay. The last question of the night.
Oh, I thought that was the last question.
Yeah, that was the last question.
Okay. Just hold on. Hold on, Roberto.
You can do this. It can be anyone, but who is the most important inventor of all time? Of all of the inventors? Is it Tesla? Is it Edison?
Who?
Is it Franklin? Is it someone everyone else is thinking?
Archimedes?
Archimedes.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Is it?
I was trying to remember. It's like, no, it wasn't Pythagoras, wasn't Polybius. Oh, no, it doesn't start with a P. It starts with another letter. Okay.
What the hell is the name of the guy with the R, the picture? What's it called?
Da Vinci?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, the Vitruvian Man.
Vitruvian Man.
That's what it was. There's so many names.
Most important?
I know. Oh, my God.
I mean, shoot, the Wright brothers.
I mean, the most important inventor of all time hasn't been recorded because it was whoever invented the book.
Mm.
Prometheus with fire?
He didn't invent it.
He stole it.
Yeah. Stole it.
My name's not up there yet, so don't put me down, guys.
Okay. There's no way I can focus.
There's no right answer on this.
The only thing I invented.
I'm going with
awesome.
My strong opinion.
Same.
I'm just going with my gut. I'm trying to put my own opinions out of my mind. For once in my life.
Everyone have the same one but one, please.
Does everyone have an answer?
Yeah. Yes.
Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah,
the
important inventor.
I'm waiting for Fry to just put one.
One.
Show your answers.
Going with Edison, the bias.
Archimedes, Da Vinci. Oh, we have a majority with Pontifex. Look at Pontifex on the right page.
There's two Edisons.
There's two Edisons.
You're right.
Yeah.
No points. No one gets points. No one gets fool's gold.
Whoa. Quinn still has it.
But it's still Matt's fault.
He said, rewind the tape. He said, to be fair, I had my answer written down.
I did write it down before.
I love that Matt brought up Da Vinci because I wasn't even thinking about him. And I had to go with my bias. So.
Let me do a quick edit.
I like that fault is also capitalized.
It's important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a noun.
It's a proper noun.
My grammar is terrible. How dare you?
Well, then it was, you know, an accidental. What's the serendipity? That's the word. It was serendipity or providence.
Well, I'm doing
you know
that.
Who won?
I sent the money to Giza.
You owe us. Okay. So, in last place, because it is always Matt's fault, with 35 points, it's ranking.
Nobel, isn't it? I just want to say this: if you're not first, you're last. So there's, last place. Okay,
we're not shaking or baking.
Hey, Quinn, he did promise you third.
I've still improved since the last time I played trivia.
I'm glad I helped you out. I'm glad able to get you just a little bit better.
Two next time for Matt to also throw Quinn underneath the bus. And for Jerry to give Matt severe side eye. In second place, with 70 points, it's Czar Power.
Yeah. Woo!
Almost as much as Olga.
I guess I'm clapping for myself.
Gold. But, I mean, it would be respectable if Pontifax didn't score 120 points and completely runs away with the thing.
That's a standing O right there. That's a standing O.
I'm throwing it to Fry for all those identifications at the beginning.
Also, if I would have given points for second place in the second round, Fry would have like cleaned up. One. You only need to guess one. So, with that, that is the end of our game. Matt is 0-2. Pontifac and Tutoriferous are now our sole winners.
Yeah, girl power.
That is true.
Just wait till the winners game.
Oh my!
Then we're probably screwed.
But that's the tournament of champions.
Tournament champions. Thank you. I couldn't think of it.
Those ladies are very, very, I would be scared like to go against them. But anyway, that has been our show. Thank you all for watching, taking 2 hours of our time. You have a tremendous rest of your night. Thank you everyone for joining us. Go watch Noblesse Oblige. I hope I still said that right.
Yes.
Go listen to Czar Power and the history of Georgia. History of
Georgia. Georgia.
Not the state. And then Pontifax, who I believe is coming back soon.
Soon. Very soon.
We're very excited. So, yes, I can't wait to hear you guys. So, anyway, thank you all very much. I'll have a good rest of your night. And goodbye.
Bye.
Okay. I hope you all enjoyed that. Now for our end of episode information. If you want to contact us, you can do so at NoblesseOblige1901@gmail.com or on Facebook or Twitter at NoblessePod. You can also find us on Mastodon at NoblessePod@historians.social. If you would like to support the podcast financially, you can give us a one-time donation at ko-fi.com/NoblesseOblige. That's ko-fi.com/NoblesseOblige, or you can do so on Patreon, patreon.com/NoblessePod. Thank you to all of our patrons. Shout out to Eric, who is one of the hosts of Ranking 76, who you heard in this episode. Zach, Julia, Andrew, Carrington, and Yua Shizuka. That's all for this week. Like I said before, the Peter Zeman episode hopefully should be coming out by the end of this month or at the beginning of next month at the very latest. Talk to you all then. Bye.